Trump calls for Gaza Freedom Zone, says plenty of other nations ready to help resettle Palestinians. By Joshua Klein on April 8, 2025. The Gaza Strip should become a freedom zone, free from Hamas and daily bloodshed. According to President Donald Trump, who reaffirmed his plan to relocate Palestinians to safer countries, saying plenty are ready to help, during a joint meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House. On Monday, during a press gathering in the Oval Office, President Trump said moving Palestinians out of Gaza would offer them a chance at a safer, freer life, while removing civilians from a combat zone long dominated by the Hamas terrorist group. If you take the people, the Palestinians, and move them around to different countries, and you have plenty of countries that will do that, and you really have a freedom zone, a free zone where people aren't going to be killed every day, he said, noting that the region had for too long been associated with killing and Hamas and problems. In response, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu voiced strong support. What the president is talking about is, to give people a choice, Netanyahu said Monday. Gazans were closed in. People could leave, in other war zones. What is wrong with giving people a choice? The matter comes as Israel remains at war with Hamas following the October 7, 2023 massacre, the deadliest terror attack in Israel's history, when thousands of terrorists stormed the border, slaughtered civilians at a music festival, and hunted down Jewish families in nearby towns, committing mass rape, torture, executions, and abductions. In February, President Trump unveiled his vision for Gaza during a press conference with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. His plan calls for resettling Gaza's population and rebuilding the Strip into a thriving economic hub, marking a significant shift in U.S. policy and setting the stage for a bold new strategy in the Middle East. Israel has since announced a new department to oversee the voluntary relocation of Gaza residents to third countries, a move ordered by Defense Minister Israel Katz. The plan aligns with Trump's approach, emphasizing regional solutions over past failed policies. "I welcome President Trump's bold initiative," Katz stated, calling it an opportunity for Gaza residents to seek a better future while ensuring Israel's security. According to a recent report from the Jerusalem Post, Israel plans to use its renewed ground offensive to advance the migration plan from Gaza, as Hamas remains unwilling to compromise in hostage talks. Breitbart News previously reported that President Trump's plan to rebuild Gaza by resettling its citizens has significant support among many Gazans and is the only solution for struggling civilians, according to the Center for Peace Communications, which is fighting for Gazans to be given a chance to leave the war-torn enclave to find a better life for themselves and their families before it's too late. For U.S. interests, a Gaza outflow could ease military tensions, weaken Hamas, and shift humanitarian responsibility to Arab states and Western allies, while opening doors for deeper cooperation with Israel, Egypt, and the Gulf on long-term regional stability. On Friday, a senior Israeli official stated that multiple countries are expressing interest in accepting Palestinian emigrants from Gaza, adding that serious progress is underway in implementing President Donald Trump's relocation initiative. That briefing marked a shift, with an Israeli official for the first time publicly stating that nations are showing willingness to participate, contingent on strategic arrangements. With polls showing more than half of Gazans expressing a desire to leave, President Trump's renewed vision for Gaza entailing voluntary resettlement and economic revival appears to be gaining traction. Countries now engaging with the plan lend new credibility to a strategy that could reshape post-conflict dynamics in the Middle East. As President Trump pushes to restore regional deterrence, Israeli leadership appears more closely aligned with Washington's goals than it has in years. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.